Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
John Riley here with today's devotional called Spend Some Grace. Name something that believers know they should do but often don't do. Several things might come to mind. Evangelizing, serving, and forgiving are what come to my mind right away. Imagine having billions of dollars and never spending any of it. That is similar to believers who never evangelize, serve, or forgive others. God gives us grace in abundance and expects us to give grace with abundance too. When believers share their faith, serve the church, and forgive each other, they are passing out, participating with, or spending some of God's grace. And life is better when believers practice their faith rather than avoid faith. The little book written to Philemon deals with all three of the above issues. All three are fundamental tenets or behaviors or practices of Christianity. We do not know much about Philemon, but it is clear he was challenged to be faithful and to spend some of the grace God gave him. Philemon 1:8 says this, "And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ." That little verse shows that if you do not share your faith, you will never know the real good things Christ has for your life. But if you do share your faith, your knowledge of Christ's goodness grows. In Philemon verses 10 through 12, Paul points out that Onesimus, the man Philemon needed to forgive, was quote unquote useless before he knew Jesus. But now he is a great partner in the gospel because of how he serves. Service of one another does not lead to being looked down upon. Rather, it leads to love, as a quote from the scripture, "a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord," unquote. Onesimus' servant's heart demonstrated his activity with God's grace and his trustworthiness to be a partner in the gospel. Finally, Philemon is not just encouraged to forgive, he is ordered or simply expected to forgive. Paul writes this, "So if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I say." That was Philemon verses 17 to 21. Now, giving that instruction would be like a couple coming to see Pastor Paulson because of marriage trouble and then he telling them to stay together for his sake because they owe him and because they owe the church. That advice is within his right as a pastor, but it is difficult for us to imagine that advice being respected by a couple from today's culture. It's easier to picture that couple bailing on the church and bailing on each other following that kind of admonition. What we miss in translation and in our own experience when we think about forgiveness this way is the reality that forgiveness is expected, encouraged, and ordered by believers because it's really good for them. Jesus models forgiveness with his whole life, with suffering and his death, and Paul orders it for Philemon's own good and the opportunity to partner with Onesimus in the gospel. So spend God's grace rather than trying to hoard it or hold it. When we forgive, we spend some of the abundance of grace that God has lavished on us. Thanks. I'm John Riley, the Junior High Pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.